Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm your king. The legends other legends talk about, Dakota. He's my knight in rusty armor, Shane. She puts the wise
what
in
up?
Lies, Lacey. He's shorter than a speeding Ant-Man, Yoder. And this is King's Court. I forgot about Logan on there, but whatever. Logan and Yoder didn't call in anyway, so fuck them. Junior duo takeover. Damn, I can't talk tonight, guys. I've had a long couple weeks.
You went from being really clear to now you're like going in and out when you talk.
Actually, everybody's breaking up. Lacey, you're breaking up too. It might be on the website's issue. Both of you guys are breaking up.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There you are. Hey. Oh, blog talk.
We'll get through it.
I have some
We're
questions.
Tough.
Yes. I have some questions for you guys tonight. I actually asked 11 different women, like, for questions that they wanted men perspective answers for. So I actually told them to give me a question they were afraid to ask men. So I got
a few questions.
Yeah. Some of them aren't as risky as I thought they'd be, but.
Risque?
No, not enough of them.
Risque.
Yo, I'm back. Okay. I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Oh,
this
did we lose you?
It
was it just
me
and Shane?
What happened?
Ditched me, so I don't know what happened.
Oh, well, you know, we were holding down the fort
with no
trip.
King.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Come back.
It's bad weather where I'm at right now, so it could be that, or I don't fucking know.
Oh, it could be anything, man. Technology and weather.
Oh. Yeah, I was telling Shane that I asked 11 women to give me a question that they're afraid to usually ask men, so I have some questions, but they're not as risky as I thought they would be.
I'm going to rub my nipples anyway. I'm just going to rub my neck while we ask these questions anyway, ladies. Lady questions, yum.
Lady questions. Let's
do this.
Okay. Let's start out with...
How often should I make my man a sandwich? Daily. Every day with Fritos. Problem solved.
Okay, here's one for you, Shane. And it's specifically to you. It's one of our listeners that says, Shane, in your opinion, what makes a girl slutty?
Slutty?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hey, man. I mean, first and foremost, I love sluts, whores, all various types of counterculture lady. I think it's a bonus. Like, if you're trying to not be slutty, don't. Just be slutty. Be your damn self. You know what? You know your worth. You know you're a beautiful woman, and maybe you want to fuck on the first date. And I think it's bullshit that society says that's bad, because I think fucking on the first date is fantastic and really the only way to guarantee a second date. You know what I'm saying? Like, there will be a second date if you throw down on night one. So... My advice would be go ahead and be slutty. Just be slutty. I'll tell you what's slutty. Like the bad slutty is like fucking with somebody else's man. Not cool.
There you go.
That's
my opinion.
You don't want
to
be.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a skank.
There's a difference
being
with being
a slut.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Like,
and I guess that maybe
there's
I
nothing
define
with
those terms.
You're beautiful, flaunt that girl.
Sure. My terms might be a little different than theirs are. Like, slut might have more of a negative tone to them, but I think they're thinking of skanks. And skank, you don't want to be a skank.
Skank
will fuck on the first date when there's not even a date. They just show up at the bus station for $20 and fuck. That's skanky.
Yeah, don't be a skank.
Like,
you could be slutty
if
you want
to. Don't
be a
skank.
You leave my sister out of it. Shane, you leave my sister out of this. I told you that in private.
If you want to share what you got with the world, I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yep.
if you got it, share it. I don't think that selling panties is slutty. I think that's a good marketing move.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just good money management right there. I think that you have to look at it seriously. Like, okay, am I being slutty? Maybe. Is that necessarily bad? No. But am I being a skank? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Now, am I fucking with another girl's man? Am I ruining a home? Am I ruining other relationships with my pussy? That's skanky. You know, whereas a slut is just a free-thinking, beautiful woman.
Lacey, have you seen this? There's a new Facebook page for the town we live in called the Home Wreckers of Seatown.
I've seen pictures
of chicks sit up there, like, as I guess, like, fucking around and shit. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
She got skanky. That's the whole website is skanks.
Let's see. I got more questions. Let's get some more here.
Yeah, let's get some more questions.
Let's see. There was one for Dakota specifically somewhere. Let's see.
I'm gonna go to say the one for me is yes, she's skanky. I mean, what?
The answer is yes.
Here it is.
Yes, skank.
Here it is. Dakota, do you think that if you had a girlfriend, she should share your passion?
What's my passion?
I don't know. This is your question. You run with it.
Well, I mean, I would have to know what the dude's passion is, like. You know, if it's like
they're
his passion is taking
to, like,
shit.
If
his passion is
like totally
drawing,
legit answer to this.
Putting up your ass if you're drawing, I mean, it just depends.
Right. You know,
I have a legit answer for this question. We're doing bad advice, right?
Check it out.
I should do the opposite of the good shit, right? Let's see here. If I was going to give good advice,
well,
I would say, yes, it's important that you take interest in your man's, you know, projects and whatnot. But
you don't have to share.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just support him.
You don't have to be what he's into. Like, maybe Dakota's into classic cars. Let's just say that's the thing you're into. You remodel cars. That's your thing. Now, your woman doesn't actually have to be in the garage with you, but you should support that. You know, support that passion.
I agree. Like, for instance, I like to read. So I'm not saying that the guy that I have to be with has to like reading, but he can respect that there'd be times where I would like to read and he could do something that he likes to do. I'm for that, like supportive, you know. I agree with that.
You don't have to be in the same shit. Like, do you think Devin's into my Magic the Gathering bullshit at all? No. But she supports
me. Hey, I'm back now.
She makes me happy.
I don't know why, guys. I keep getting hung up, but yeah, I keep getting hung up. I don't know what's going on.
The show, man.
Like, I literally, like, it just keeps dropping me.
Jeez.
I came back to Magic the Gathering. What was going on?
The answer to the question is you don't have to share the same passions, but you should support their passions.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what
you
I was going to get at with the good advice.
It.
Right. Like,
you don't have to have
an interest in it, but you should support your, you know, mate's passion or whatever it's
going
to be.
Don't be like, that's fucking stupid. Your relationship will never work. If you're with somebody and the things that they love are stupid to you, find somebody else. It's that simple.
Yeah, I agree. Here's another one. It's for everybody. Is it annoying to receive messages while you're out with your friends? So she clarifies. She's like, so say you're out on the night that you haven't seen your guy friends in a long time. Is it annoying that you continuously receive messages while you're out with your friends? And
yes and no.
Kind of.
Depending on the situation. if I'm out and about with my guy friends, I hadn't seen him in a while, and she's just like, yo, this TV show is boring, and is trying to, like, carry on a conversation like that, then, yeah, that's kind of annoying. If you're out and about with
it's
your friends and, like, she's like, yeah, if she's like, yo, I'm not feeling good, or she's like, you know, something's going down or something, and that's a little different. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, totally. Yeah, it depends on the message you get. If you're just like...
Yeah, go ahead.
I got silent quick.
Well, everybody chats on their phone all the fucking time now. That's where, especially after COVID, we got used to just being in our phones. That was our social interaction because everybody was stuck in the house for 2 fucking years. You know what I mean? So it's hard to break that habit of being on the phone. Even when you're out in real life with your friends and somebody messages you, you want to check and be like, oh, somebody's paying attention to me. This is awesome. But you're already being paid attention to by your in real life homies at the time. So I would say yes, generally speaking, sure, that's a little annoying. But you also have to take into account who are they talking to. It could be his uncle or something, and there's a family emergency he needs to deal with. You don't know.
Right, right.
But if they're just, like, checking their Facebook while you're out at the bar, that's kind of lame.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let them be a little bit, you know, because you would want the same respect.
Yeah. Here's the rules of checking your Facebook when you're out. Here's the rules of checking your Facebook when you're out with your homies. If there's pussy involved and you know you're getting the pussy, then you can check the Facebook. Like, yo, you know, I gotta hit up my, you know.
Nobody will mind.
Yeah, yeah, we'll high five you on that one, yo. Like, yeah, bro, why aren't you not on your Facebook right now?
Yeah, what are you doing? Why are you at the bar with us? You could be out getting pussy right now. What the fuck are you
doing?
Right. So again, then it becomes douchey on a whole other level. Like, you could be getting laid right now. We would have just been like, okay, dude, I'll catch you next week.
Dude, I've totally disappeared on people at parties where I was like, I went home with girls and shit and didn't even tell the homies. And then like days later, they'd be like, bro, what happened to you?
Days later. What was it at 9 o'clock?
I can honestly say that's the difference between guys and girls because, like, and I don't know why it really is. Well, I do because a girl has to be a little more careful about who they go home with, you know. I say that because guys should be careful too, but, you know, you keep in constant contact when you go home with somebody that you didn't show up with. So it's a different concept. So I guess I see where the girls are coming from asking the question because, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's different.
Making sure your friends are safe is, like, number one.
Totally different.
You know?
Yeah,
totally different. Totally different. So it's a yes or no answer.
Yeah. I'll agree with you guys, and I'll say this. It annoys me when I'm out with my friends and – the girl is constantly texting her boyfriend because he's out with his friends. Like, that drives me insane, too. Like, she has to know where he is, what he's doing, what is it. It's like, come on, you're with your friends.
Why
let him be with
you
his friends.
Just go hang out again?
Right, exactly. It's like,
why aren't
like,
you just hanging out then?
Hang out,
why are you here?
Yeah,
go home. Go home to your boyfriend.
Something like that.
Just go home.
Something like that, yeah. anyway, here's another one. Should a girl is it appropriate for a girl to ask a guy out?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Why not?
Without question. 100%.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
it's
that. Yeah, yeah. Guys like to be flattered too. Well, dudes like to be flattered also. I mean, come on.
Oh, man.
I like a good rose.
What,
I like a good, you know,
like
somebody
like...
send me a poem or something.
Oh, do you know what it feels like when a girl asks you out and you don't have to chase her? It's like the best feeling in the world.
Yeah,
dude. Like,
actually, I do.
Awesome.
I've had girls ask me to marry them before, bro.
And it feels good. You're like,
well,
yeah,
isn't
I
your
am awesome.
To walk through a door? Honestly, like, I can relate to this question as the girl in this conversation. Like,
sure.
I can relate. I know the girl that asked this question. It's really, for other girls, it's like it's lame if you ask a guy out because it makes you look desperate. But at the same time, the way I look at it is like how you guys look at it, too. What's the difference with the guy asking you out and you asking them out?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not traditional, but at the same time, some guys are more shy than girls, so.
Exactly.
They might not ever go out and ask them.
And some of those guys, I'll tell you something about guys, we're fucking stupid. You can drop so many hints that we'll just, like, right over our heads.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
That is true.
Totally, dude. And just right over our heads if you're trying to be subtle.
That is
so,
so
sometimes
true.
A woman needs to be more forward and be like,
yeah,
like,
I mean, that,
let's
that,
get down. Let's,
I agree
let's
with that one,
date.
Bro. That's 100%
and,
right
and,
there.
And you could be like, look, I'm slutty. I'm going to fuck you on the first date. Let's do this. Every guy would be like, let's go to Applebee's tonight. Like, absolutely do the take. Let's do it. Let's do it. You're slutty. You like me. We both like food. Let's get food and sex and call it a night. Fantastic.
Shane, you ever go on a date? You ever go on a first date with a chick and, like, you just see her and you're like, okay, I know I'm getting laid tonight.
Oh, sure.
No, is that just me?
No,
it's just me. Okay.
No, I can recall one time, okay, like if she shows up in fishnets, you're getting laid.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, bro. I would mid Dr. Pepper sipping her.
A shirt that shows off her tits, like, you know why she's there.
Yeah, you paid her to be there. At that point, that's a hooker, ain't it?
And you're chilling at the Applebee's. And you're chilling at the Applebee's just going, oh, boy, tonight's the night.
Bro, whoa, you're taking the hookers out for dinner, too? That ain't how that works.
Because I'm classy, bro. I'm classy.
People, this question is
I think
the
Applebee's
will have
2 for $20.
Yeah, two for 20 and a BJ. That's how we roll. Sponsored by Roast in the World.
This question is good to go into this one. It just adds to that. This girl asks, what to you makes good sex?
What to me makes good sex?
Hmm? Oh, you don't want to know. It's not your business.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Apparently they do. Get into them.
Personally, let's see. Me personally, I'm a dominant person, so do I have to get into detail on this shit?
Let's talk about that. Playing your role, like it's very difficult when you have like two dominants or two submissives, but like a dominant and a submissive is what you're shooting for, and sometimes
right.
The woman is the dominant one. You know, honestly, in sex, like, some people really like that. Personally, me and Dakota, I think, are both dominants, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So if we were with another dominant chick, it might not be that good. But with our mentality, if we're with somebody who's more submissive, it'll be better sex. So I think that nailing down what you want and finding the partner that fulfills that is what's going to make good sex. And it's not even as simple as dominant and submissive. I mean, maybe you're into some things, and the dude might not be into it. It's not going to work. So
bro,
you got to find somebody.
This is how fucked up I can be sometimes. I was literally choking the bitch one time, and I shoved her own panties in her mouth when I was choking her.
Sure.
Yeah, see, sure.
Sure.
Sometimes you just
do right?
fucked up shit.
It's good.
Yeah,
sex.
I mean, she was into,
that.
Like,
you
some
really
pulling
that.
Hair and punching shit and grabbing things. And,
oh, yeah. Holes in the wall when you're done. The neighbors trying to get you kicked out of your apartment, that type of shit. Good stuff.
Hey,
but it's not for everybody.
Maybe you'll understand this,
like
bro.
That.
Sometimes you got to shove a pillow between the headboard and the wall, okay?
You do. So you
just
keep your apartment.
Yeah. That's how you keep your apartment.
Keep your apartment. No more noise complaints. And she's screaming and hollering, and she won't shut up. She got some fucking panties in her mouth. Shut up, bitch. I got neighbors.
Sometimes you gotta.
My neighbors already don't like me. I'm smoking pot all fucking day. It stinks in here.
Oh, my God. All right. Let me ask you guys this question.
Women.
Let me ask you this one, Shane. What's your weirdest sexual experience, bro? Like, what's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you during sex? I'll tell you a weird one for me. Yeah, what's the weirdest thing that ever happened?
Oh, probably the first time I got shit on during sex.
We had
first time. What?
Yeah. Oh, there's been times. When you're fucking like crazy, sometimes you loosen up things and she just poops on you, dude. It's so bad. It's not fun.
I've never had that happen to me.
If I remember correctly, this is the girl that you dreamed about having sex with, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She was like my first
love. I remember the story.
I told the story. I've already told the story before, but yeah, I was fucking her, and I go, God damn, it smells like the state fair in here. And if you've ever been to the state fair, you know what that smells like, pig shit everywhere. There's just animals shitting everywhere. And there's rides and food, and it's fun, but it mostly smells like pig shit. So I'm fucking this beautiful girl. I'm like 19. We're both 19. It's young, that new young sex. She's only like the second or third person I ever fucked.
So really, it was a whole lot of like
hit
move in and like.
Don't think it's weird. It's not weird. I'm fucking her doggy style, and I smell this. And the person, I said, God damn, it smells like you pee out there in this motherfucker. Is what I said in my head. I remember it clear as day. I said to myself, God damn, it smells like the Puyallup Fair in this motherfucker. And the Puyallup Fair is our state fair, right? And I look down, and I'm humping away still. I'm still humping. I'm like, yeah, dude, oh, boy. But if I can speak, so I look down, and across my belly button is a smear of shit.
Wow.
Well, this is probably going to rank as one of my strangest sex stories of all time. I'm getting out of the way now with like the second.
Mine wasn't gross. The strangest thing with mine was it wasn't gross. I was like me and this chick were fucking for a while, and we were fucking for a while this night, right? And I'm not gonna lie, I was like wore out at this point, so I was letting her like just suck my dick for a minute, and she's sucking and sucking. I hear snoring, right? This bitch fell asleep sucking my dick.
She passed out.
Yeah, dude. I literally just I gave her like a nudge in the throat, and I was like, all right, she's done.
She's done.
Like, I think she out of it. I tapped her on the head and was like, yo, bro.
That's like Ice Cube.
Well, I'm going to roll
like
over.
Cube, dude. My Jimmy runs deep, so deep, put her ass to sleep.
Oh, shit. You don't even know, bro. You don't even know. Stories we got to tell off air sometime.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think my room punted. A bottle just came from a bottle just flew at me. Dun, dun, dun.
You got any other questions?
Oh, no, but I got a few ads I can throw out there.
Yeah, check out who's advertising this week. All right.
Yo. Oh, okay, do the questions then.
No, wait, let's do the ads, and then we'll do the last two questions. That sounds good.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
That's a good show.
Y'all make up my mind. All right, so I'm doing the ads
this week.
All right, yo, I don't always drink, but when I do, it's Royal, Crown Royal, that is. Bacon, bacon, and more bacon at Tony's Crab Shack. Need used underwear worn by a ex-Sonic employee? Want three-day worn piss-stained whitey tidies from the Prince of Shortness, Yoder? Then go to roastingtheworld.gov. And those are our ads for the week.
Yeah.
Oh, Yoder.
Yoder panties.
Yoder panties. That's going on a t-shirt right there. Yoder, you should be on the show, bro.
Himself. We're just relentlessly attacking
Yoder. I still
want to
know what the
reason.
Fuck happened when... Well, he got fired from Sonic. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Oh, no. Wasn't he like
Yeah,
a
he got
manager?
Fired from Sonic like a month ago. Yeah, like a month ago. Motherfucker gets fired.
Oh, I bet he was fucking one of his insubordinates. She was fucking talking shit, and he's like, well, we're going to fuck then.
Bent her over the fryer? Bent her over the fryer. He bent her over the fryer.
It's going to be hard to get fired from Sonic. Because Sonic needs employees. Like,
yeah, they got no standards,
shit.
Yeah. Sonic has no standards, bro. I mean, how do you think he got the job in the first place? Ex-con, they just throw him right in there as a manager. They're like, oh, you're in the pro. Throw him in.
Well, you're probably all padded up and shit. Get on in. Come with us, Sonic. He's like, all right, I'll try it.
Oh, my God.
I'll give it a shot.
Well, Logan totally, I don't know if Logan was, like, making this up. I mean, we were making up the reasons why on an episode a while back, like, fucking around on why Yoder got fired. And Logan's was Yoder was caught doing feet pics on OnlyFans with a Sonic employee uniform on.
Oh, shit.
So that's the one we've been going with. That's the one we're going with. I'm going to add in there that not only was his Sonic uniform on, he also has some Sonic cheese sticks right by his feet in the pit. Why? I don't know.
It didn't matter. At this point,
it didn't matter why.
He's canned.
He's gone. He's no longer there. He's not roller skating.
Poor guy can't even afford his phone bill. He couldn't even call into the show. Poor Yoder. We should
poor man.
We should start. We should start.
Let's start a
for Yoder and his feet pics.
Yeah, I was about to say, let's start a GoFundMe for this.
Yoder's foot pics on sale on,
oh my God,
on GoFundMe.
Can we do? Can we actually do an OnlyFans of Yoder? I mean, there has to be somebody like four motherfuckers out there.
Oh, man.
He's our intern. We can do whatever,
the
right?
The gangsta paradise.
Poor Yoder.
Poor dude. Rough life, rough life.
Oh,
man. His mom didn't know, how
to
spell Derek right. That's why his name's D-Rack.
D-Rack.
Oh, my God. We got to get him. Next time he's on here, remind me to ask him that. He'll tell you a funny-ass story. His mom ain't all there, and she didn't know how to spell Derek, and it's his name is really spelled like D-Rack or something like that.
Awesome.
D-Rack Yoder. D-Rack Yoder.
Oh, man.
Okay. Y'all want to try to do these last two questions real quick?
Yeah, we got like 15 more minutes if you guys want. I sat it for 45, so we did.
Okay.
This girl asked, is it unattractive or a turnoff if the girl is more sexually experienced than the guy? So I guess they're asking, like, if your partner was more sexually experienced than
the guy. I'll lay this down for you. I'll lay this down for you. First, you go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to say yes and no to that one. If she just has a high number count, that's whatever. I have a high number count. If she's like, yo, I just game bang 8 guys, no, thank you.
No, I think her voice is saying, like, she's more experienced. Like, she knows more things.
Well, here's the thing.
It depends on the dude
and his mindset at the time and whether or not
he's
insecure about not having that many partners. Because if we're talking, like, dude had, like, 2 partners and she's had 30, that can be a little overwhelming. You know what I mean? Not necessarily
true.
Well,
I guess y'all...
That's scary. It can be scary too,
because
a dude, what you got to understand is that a dude wants to perform so badly. Every dude wants to be the best leg you've ever had. That's what that dude is thinking. That's what he wants. And so it can kind of crush a dude's ego, right, if you come across as like, I've had so many partners and you haven't. So I think that for some people it could be. I know that for me, when I was in my 20s and I had a relationship with somebody who was in her 30s, it was a huge turn on that she knew so much more than me and she could teach me things.
Right.
But that was my mindset. Because I knew I was going to come rock her world. Because that basically, what it does is it, like, if you've had a lot of experiences as a woman, one of the things for a man is it's turning off his ability to be the best you've ever had. You see, because I'm thinking, well, Jesus Christ, she's been with 20 dudes. She's probably had at least one dude fuck better than me. And so for some dudes, that can be a drawback. But for me, the way I looked at it was like, she could teach me things. Because you got to do things.
Right.
You know?
See,
so
me, I'm
that
one dude that can fuck better than you.
I know pretty much every dude can fuck better than me, dude. I'm in my 40s now. I quit fucking good some time ago. I gave up on that shit.
Whoa.
My poor wife, dude.
You
got
to give me a...
I've been over and
bro,
done
I'm like 7
like,
years
like
away from being in my 40s, bro. You got to give me a heads up here. Like, when did you stop fucking? So
I tell you what,
I'm hitting
you
my
peak. Give up on that shit. That whole, like, young man trying to be the hot shit, you just give up on it. You just, okay, fuck it. You know what? Fine. Every woman I get with is a whore. I'm a slut. And none of it's going to be good. It's going to be good, but not great. And I'm like, and, like, your testosterone goes down and your dick doesn't get as hard as it used to, I tell you what, man, 40s are bullshit. Your 40s, I'm almost mid-40s. I'm 44. 44
Damn.
Fucking years old. And I do not
with your
fuck like I did in my 20s. I promise you that.
Yeah,
that,
you break
that,
a
that
hit, bro.
20s and 30s fucking.
But see, I don't even fuck like I did in my 20s. I've learned in life, like, okay, when you're in your teens.
You're not going to fuck like you did in your 30s either.
Yeah, but,
now
like, when
you're
in your teens.
Okay, so I'm gonna add this part to it. So it's for, like, our men population, too. So it's a woman's point of view
sure.
for this as well. And I'm going to say,
yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all a secret maybe y'all don't know. And that's that women study things a lot more. It might not mean that they have had, like, a lot more partners than you. Most of the time, they don't. What happens is that they read, they study, they watch things, and they learn things, and they like to try things. So sometimes it comes across that they're more, because they've had a guy that sucked them better than you. It's just that they took the time, you know,
mentally.
they studied it more, you know?
Mentally
so,
more experienced.
Yeah,
that's
so
why I always
I'm
go
not,
for
I'm
the college dropout.
Community college dropouts are the best.
Being college dropouts, college students, or anything like that. It looks smart. Women always have to stay sharp. I mean, you know, because the society
yeah.
tells us that we have a shelf life. So, you know.
Yeah.
Just giving y'all a little information there.
But Word. What I was going to say was, like, a dude doesn't really get into, like, his, like, fucking peak till he's like 25. That's when you like hit your peak of fucking.
Sure.
You know what you're doing.
Well,
good
women,
shit like that. Before
read,
then, you're
you,
just kind of. It's a whole lot of like hip moving and like legs flopping and like an arm over here. It's not the. It's not like it's good, but not that good. And when you get like you're 25, you're like it's like some porn shit going on. So.
Well,
right.
See,
and when you hit
45,
you give up on all
because...
that. I think
well,
from 25 to 35. For men, probably 25 to 35 is your premium banging time. That 10 years.
Motherfuck. I got 2 more years.
But with women, a lot of it comes later. More like 35 to 45
yeah.
for women.
That's what I was trying to say,
because
yeah,
they learn what they like. They don't fucking settle for less. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like
confident.
Like if you get with a
yeah,
woman who's
done.
Like 35, she knows what she wants, and she's going to get it from you or somebody else.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But then at 25, it's like you're in the best shape of your life. You can fuck for hours, you know, especially if you're drinking whiskey. And fucking, you know? And so that's one of the things where traditionally it's an older man gets with a younger woman because a woman is more mentally experienced, like you were saying, Lacey.
Yeah.
That in her mind she knows more, maybe, because the dude is just like bend her over and hump her, it's gonna be awesome. And a woman is like light some
well,
candles
it's
and
also
play some music
you're focused,
and,
like you said. It's also because the men are focused, like you said, on they're wanting to be the best lay that you had, so they're not
sure.
thinking about, like, right. So they're, you know, they're, and that's not a bad thing, but at the same time,
no.
sometimes if you ask them what they wanted and they told you what they wanted and then you did it, your sex life might be a lot more, even if you're more tired, you're older, like you're saying right now, you're tired, you're old, you don't care about it right now. Maybe if you ask, like, you know, what do you want today? And they tell you exactly what you want, then you don't even have to think about it. You just do that, and you're done, you know?
Well, considering what you just said, I think that a lot of these questions, is it a turn-off to be slutty? Is it a turn-off to be experienced? Is it a turn-off for this? Is it a turn-on for that? Is just knowing yourself and what you want and what you need and
right.
getting that.
Right. Because the more confident
you know
you
I mean?
Are, the more confident your partner is. So.
Absolutely. And the more communication you have, I think communication is so vital in that shit.
Yeah.
What, like, I mean, maybe you're down on yourself like, boy, I'm a slut. Like, do you know how many guys would kill for a slut right now?
I can go for two right now myself, bro.
But there's also so many
people. I'm
extremely
stressed out. I can go for two.
So what you let me finish real quick. What you have to concentrate on is knowing yourself, self-awareness, what your needs are, and acquiring that, despite what labels society puts on you.
Right? I think that's the biggest thing, is not worrying about what everybody else thinks about you and just being happy with who you are.
You and your partner.
Because the more happy you are, the better
yeah.
the partner is.
For sure.
You know what I take away from this episode? Sluts are cool, and
sluts are cool.
Sluts are awesome.
We learned a difference. There is a difference between slut and skank. Okay, that's what we learned tonight.
Don't be a skank.
Don't be a skank. You can be slutty all you want. All right.
This is what I've learned from this episode. Don't be a skank. Be a slut, and me and Shane are freaks in the sheet.
That's right. Yeah, buddy.
And Lacey's educated.
That's right, ladies.
Hit us
up. That's right, ladies. Hit us up.
Yeah.
I'm only 33. I'm still on my peak.
Yeah, hit him up. I've already got a wife, and I'm old, and we do just lame sex. And it's wonderful. It's beautiful. I love every moment of it. But, you know, it's like I said, it's not that 25-year-old getting pooped on stuff.
You know. Everybody has a story like that of some sort.
Everybody has a shit story. That's what I'm calling it for now. Everybody has a shit story.
We all just got to admit, when you're just pounding away violently, things get knocked loose. It happens.
I can see it happening. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
For sure.
I know you ate two
I'm not going to lie. I'm seeing a chick and then like, I've made a chick got off the bed and looked over and seen some, like, weird stuff against the wall and be like, did this chick just, like, shard on the wall or something? I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've seen some weird shit.
What's going on? No, she's a good girl.
No, she's a preacher's daughter, but sharding everywhere. I mean, I don't know. All right, guys. We got about 5 minutes left of the show.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
This is the part where we pimp the other shows. No, do we have any more questions?
Do we have one finale question?
No, that was the last question.
Hey, all right, we got through the question. Woo!
No,
we
I'm
did,
just
we
sad.
Made it through all of them, and we focused.
We did it, We only talked about sluts and sex.
So, yeah, right? Because Lacey took over the episode.
Lacey kept us on track. She kept us on track. Way to go. Oh, my God. Are you the one that hung me up twice?
To wrap it up, I think we can all agree, slut's good, skank's bad, and poop happens.
Yeah, actually, that's going on a T-shirt, bro.
Yeah.
That's going on your T-shirt right there.
Slut's good, on the Shane shirt. Poop
happens.
Oh, God.
Hey, well,
all right, guys.
You know what? I love you guys. It's been a long time since we did a show, but I had fun.
Hey, we're going to have to do one.
You
down to do one next week, guys? Are you guys down to do another one next week?
Maybe. Let me know. Yeah, probably.
You guys, we can totally probably make Thursday's King Court night instead of Friday's. That's cool with you guys.
We can do it twice a month anyway.
All right. We'll discuss it. Everybody tune in Monday for another Ask Me Levice, hosted by Lacey Facey and the coolest guy ever, me. Tune in Wednesday for the Stash, hosted by Danny Tokes and Tommy Bong. Nobody knows who they really are. It's really just me and Logan. Did I say that out loud? No. And we might do another episode of King's Court next week. Oh, yeah, and we have to do a mystery show. We still haven't done that yet.
We're going to be working on that.
That's coming up sometime. I keep saying that. It's been like 5 months.
We'll get to it.
I'll take over it.
It will happen this year. It will happen this year sometime, I promise.
Yes.
All right, with that being said, all that's left is, remember, guys, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world.
Because the world needs roasting, baby.
Yeah.
Yep, couldn't have said it any better myself. All right, guys. Everybody have a
bye
good
guys.
One.
Guys. Have a good night and be safe.